The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, James and Betty describe the restoration found in Jesus.
Even in the midst of all the pressure and all the trials and tribulations and all the storms, he wants to bless us with his presence, his peace, his comfort, and he wants to flow that through us like a river to others. Together, let's ask God to show us exactly what his will being done on earth looks like to him.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty and this is James, and we're just here to share our hearts with you.
Well, we are going to share our hearts, and I think you know if you listen to us enough, we want to share God's heart. And Betty, when you have observed what we've observed, we've been observing life together for, we actually been in love 60 years and married 56.
57.
Nearly 57.
No, 57.
Oh, it is 57 now?
You've been saying 56.
And she says, I've been saying 56. Well, the years
well,
just go by so fast.
Good,
it's just so good. It goes so fast. What's on your heart right now when you've seen the interruption of life as we've known it, and yet you and I have stayed so close together in prayer and comfort and in the presence of God and with a love relationship? What's on your heart right now?
You know, James, as I shared at another program, it has blessed my heart to see people reaching out to others. But other than that, it has blessed my heart. They've actually gone into the homes of some people and seen the creativity that God gave them to be a family. They're there together. They have to stay together. And so, therefore, they're making the best out of it. And I've seen them create games for the little ones to play. Even the adults, they're having fun. And to me, those are treasured moments that even though this was not something we planned to do, God has made it good in that we are being a family again with our loved ones. We're learning how to communicate and to just share our hearts. And yeah, there's probably a few bad moments, but you're there, you're working through them. And that just blesses me to see what God created us to be, a family, and to love one another and to share our thoughts and our things together and to share our hearts together.
All the positive things that have taken place. All the positive things that have taken place are answered prayer. The prayers of people who have prayed faithfully and fervently, believing that God hears and answers, and believing that God wants a positive outcome, and He wants to bless us, even in the midst of all the pressure and all the trials and tribulations and all the storms. He wants to bless us with His presence, His peace, His comfort, and He wants to flow that through us like a river to others. So to those of you who really know Him, and Paul said, examine yourselves whether you be of the faith. There are a lot of people who are in churches, who are in religion, who do not have a relationship with God. I was christened in a church. My wife Betty was baptized in a Baptist church. A Sunday school teacher came out of the choir to give her life to Christ. I recognized that I had been christened, but I'd never been converted, never changed. Both of us gave our lives to Jesus. If you've never lost your life in His purpose, His will, His kingdom purpose, and you want to understand what that means fully, and you will lose your life in His will, you'll find it, He said. You ask and you'll receive. You invite Him to come into your life. He died on the cross for you. He was raised to live in us. Jesus sent another one like Him, the Holy Spirit, to live in us so that Christ is in us. Would you ask Him to come in if you don't know Him? You don't trust religion, you don't trust church. You trust Jesus. Father, You do love me. You said You do. You gave Your Son to die that I might live. I receive Him like a child. Jesus said, You come as a child. not with all of your understanding, but with a childlike faith. Father, forgive me. Give me life. I give you my life. If you mean that, he says, I give you life. You call the number. You ask us to send you a book, Knowing God as Father. Let's send it as fast as we can. It tells my story of coming to know the Father when I didn't have a father. And it's a simple Bible study that is so amazing. It'll just take you right into the Word, get the Word down in your heart. So would you do that? And for those of you who do know the Lord, Betty, I want everyone that watches us to realize that God has given us here a pattern. And I want us to follow it. Let me just take you on a real quick journey now. If you've been listening to me, you've heard me say this. One of the greatest weaknesses, and I think kind of a thought process that has limited our effectiveness, is that we seem to want to get out of here. It's like Jesus come back. In the last program, if you were listening to me, I was reading the prayer of Jesus in John 17. He said, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. I'm asking you to protect them from the ways of the evil one. Protect them from that. Jesus left us here. And remember when he's about to ascend in the very, I'm right now looking at Acts chapter 4. But in Acts chapter 1, he's getting ready to ascend, and they start discussing, are you going to set up the kingdom now, this final kingdom, where there'll be no enemy, no Satan, no death, no disease? No, he said, don't get caught up in that. You don't know. Nobody knows. You be witnesses unto me, starting at home, the neighboring community, the next community, and the ends of the earth. The gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached, not just in word, but in demonstration in every nation, before I'm coming back. And the kingdom is here in us. Now, here's what we need to understand. When you read the book of Acts, and you want to see what God wanted to do with his family, well, he did it. Here are 120 believers that are praying and waiting until they're endued with power from on high. The power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus said he's sending to live in us. And the Old Testament came upon us, now it comes in us. They were tarrying, and the Holy Spirit came on them. And one of the people that came on was Simon Peter, the arrogant, boasting fisherman, who said, you can count on me. If you can't count on anybody else, you can count on me. I'm fearless and unshakable. And he denied Jesus three times. And he was such a coward, he wouldn't even admit he knew Jesus when a woman asked him. This great man of courage proved to be nothing but a bag of wind, boastful, arrogant. He denied Jesus. He's in this prayer meeting. Think about any denomination, any group of church leaders, community leaders. Which one of you would have allowed him to even speak at the next public meeting in behalf of Christ? I think you'd have been questioning whether or not you'd even let him be in the gathering, much less speak or be the keynote speaker. Well, that's precisely what Simon Peter became. The man who denied Christ is the one who stood up and proclaimed Christ in power, the power of the Holy Spirit that now is controlling him. And 3,000 were saved. And so great was the power of communicating the gospel that everyone understood the gospel in their own language and their dialect. They spoke with other languages, tongues. There's a prayer language, but there's also a communication language. And I really believe that if we as Christians are Spirit-filled, we're going to be able to communicate with people at any level. You take Jay Richards, who works with us and with the Stream publication that is there to help you understand how we deal with the cultural challenges of our day, stream.org. It's there. We are giving that to you as a gift of love to help you navigate through the challenges of this present day. Jay Richards can speak to the academic mind and to the free market thinkers and the people who want to understand economics. All the writers in the Stream are amazing to help. Well, here's a group of people speaking the language of the people. There's not an age group, there's not an identifiable social group that God doesn't want to communicate clearly the truth to. And he uses instruments yielded to him to do it. Here's the key. I want you to look at this. You've got Simon Peter pulling off a miracle and healing a man that's been laying at the gate for years. And it's such a great miracle that even the accusers said it's a notable miracle. We can't deny it. Now, I want you to look what this Simon Peter said to the people that were criticizing him, and they've had a miracle happen. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers and elders of the people." He's speaking to the government, and he's speaking to the elders. He's speaking to the national leaders and the church leaders. If we're on trial today for the benefit done to a sick man as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, you killed him. You killed this Jesus. You crucified him. The one you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. By this name, this man stands before you whole, a miracle. By the power of the Jesus and his name, the one you killed, the one you rejected, God just pulled off a miracle. Every church should shout to this world that denies God and his truth. The very truth you deny is the truth that will lift you up out of the depths of depravity and defeat and debt and put you back on a solid rock. The very name and the person you deny, when you put him in the right place as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, he'll lift you up out of the miry clay. He'll lift you up out of the pit. He'll lift you up out of the ditch you dug or you were thrown in and put your feet on a solid rock. And that rock is hearing and doing what Jesus says. And that's where he wants to plant your feet. The stone you rejected has become the very cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. No one else, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, no one else, Jesus. There's only one name, one person by whom you can be saved, and it's Jesus. When the people observed the confidence of Peter and John and they understood they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled and they began to recognize they had been with Jesus. If the church today we'll just come into the presence of God and yield our lives totally to God, the whole world will know not we've been to church, we've been with Jesus. And when the world sees we've been with Jesus and they see Jesus in us and he's lifted up and we become the city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, I say refuses to be hidden. We're not going to cover up with comfort or compromise. We're not going to hide. We're not going to let fear prevail. We're going to stand up in boldness and be a light. And then we're going to stand together side by side, shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, all of our minds becoming like the mind of Christ. We're going to become as bold as a lion. You don't have to defend a lion. You don't have to defend the Word. Just turn it loose. It'll defend itself. Just preach the Word. Live the Word. Demonstrate the Word. Boy, that's what they did. And these New Testament Christians, these unlearned, untrained men, had been with Jesus, and they threatened them. And in verse 18, they summoned them and commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. We've got federal government representatives and agencies and educators and power brokers that are commanding you not to speak in Jesus, in school, in public places, at work. You tell them, we cannot be silent. That's what they said. We cannot. Look at it. We cannot stop speaking what we've seen in her. We can't shut up. You let the church come out right now and say, all the power of the gates of hell will not prevail against us. We're going to walk over the tormentor. We're going to walk over the deceiver. We're going to walk over the devil's intentions like dust. We're going to tell the tormentors, you lay down. We're going to walk over your desire and your intentions, and we're going to fulfill the kingdom purpose of God. We're going to declare his truth that transforms and changes. We're going to demonstrate it with changed lives. We're going to be carried by love and hope and peace and a confidence in the Lord. We're not going to allow fear to prevail. And we're going to stand together like a family. And Betty, like you said, loving others in a way that is amazing to observe. That is what God wants us to be. And look what happened. They couldn't silence them. They couldn't stop them. But I want you to take note And I want us just to say, God, let it be so. Verse 31, I wrote a book called Living Amazed. This is how you live amazed. And when they had prayed, the place where they were gathered was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the Word of God with boldness. Did you know that I've prayed with leaders on the phone in the last months that have told me while I was talking and praying, their knees buckled and they dropped to the floor? They said, we can't even explain it, James. It's like the room was filled with glory and grace and power and love like we've never experienced. Just talking to someone. I'm saying to you right there where you are, if you'll say, God, take the clay of my life, shape me into a channel, a vessel through which your love and your power and your truth flows like a river. I yield up my life to you. Now flow your life through me. He'll do it right where you are. God, I give you me, every inch of me. I want the mind of Christ. I want your will done in me for your glory and your kingdom purpose. Thy will be done on earth in me as it is in heaven. Together, let's ask God to show us exactly what His will being done on earth looks like to Him. Betty, I believe it looks like the way He's given us a love for one another, that we could spend our lives being one, not perfect, but perfected in Him and pursuing the perfect one. And to see our children and their children love God. Watching our children is one of the most beautiful things. And I don't ever say that I don't think about somebody says, I wish I could say that about my children. Sometimes I think I hear God say, I wish I could say that about my family. Well, God, I believe that's what we're going to see. We're going to see your family look the way you want them to. And Betty, I think many of the viewers of Life Today honestly believe this. I wish I could know all of you. I wish there was a way we could put all of you in here. We're going to start putting more and more of you in here. Come be with us. But sometimes I just want to see if we couldn't get together somewhere. But I want there to be a closeness, which is what we feel right here. I want you to know, boy, you're really special and precious to God. Do you realize that you are the miracle that many people have prayed for years? Do you realize you're the answer to a mother's prayer? Let me show you. And I want you to do this. We're going to be praying for God to heal our land and the world and to give us a great awakening, just like the kind of attitude these people had in the New Testament. We're going to be there. But I want you to look and see. Here's a need. Here's where a miracle's needed. I can be the miracle source that God flows through. Watch and see if you don't want to be that healing stream, that miracle. Watch prayerfully.
Announcement. We would like to inform that in order to save and use properly the little water that we have, we would like to ask you to not come with more than 3 buckets. Signed, the chief responsible of this water.
It's a list of rules. Rules meant to preserve this. The only source of water for the many families living here. As desperate a challenge as this scarcity is, it's only where their struggles begin.
Ugasanga harimo inzoka ibintu bitaye imikarabanye.
It's absolutely mind-boggling that anyone could survive long after drinking this disease and parasite-infested water. The sad truth is, many here don't. most of them young children. Little bodies unable to defend themselves against such a contaminated source. With your help, we could drill a well. Right here. Abundant, clean, life-giving water. No more thirst and dehydration. No more sickness.
I don't want that little fella to feel like he's having to hide. I see all those children. See, I don't want to spend my life just weeping over needs. And I don't have to because of you. Because you're so often the answer. Betty, I just pray our viewers will help those kids and our families.
I believe you will. You've been so faithful. Thank you for that. Now, please join with us and let's drill these water wells for these precious people, these mothers that their heart aches every time they have to give those children that dirty, contaminated water. Well, what else can they do? They're actually looking to someone else to reach out a hand and help them. Let's do that. Please help us. Join with us. And let's drill all the wells that are needed that these children might have an opportunity to grow up and love Jesus with their whole hearts.
Yeah, I want them to feel the arms of God reaching out to them right now through you. We've already selected 150 more sites. God, I wish it could be more than that. But we've at least told those sites it's coming, but you're the only one that can put it there. Would you go and get your bank card and dial the number and use it like a check or go online? A lot of people like to give online. It's so simple, but just do it. And if you could give a well, please do it. Give a well of water. Give them a lifetime. We'll tell them about eternity, about Jesus. We'll show them Jesus. You will, through the missionaries and their love. Or you can dial the number and use that card like a check. Just tell us what you want to give. If you can give a well, do it. If you can give a part of a well, $1,200 or $2,400, and pray others join you to get a well. But $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. $144 will give 30 people. Whatever you can do, please, right now, please go do it. We have some gifts to send you that'll bless you. But you're given the greatest gift. Thank you so much.
Dirty, diseased-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. With your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the final 150 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well, serving up to 1,000 people. With your gift, we'll send you Today is a Good Day seasonal devotional set. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this beautiful set features a daily scripture, inspirational thoughts, and a place for you to journal your own thoughts, prayers, and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, request the leather-bound, life-giving Proverbs Journal, filled with wisdom and daily encouragement from Proverbs, including lined pages for your personal notes. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request a Mother's Strength bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
These ladies have told us this is their only water source. This sort of river that flows through next to their village here is the only place they can get water from. And I think you might be watching this as a mother and you're saying, how can those mothers give their children that water? I would never give my child water like that. Yeah, you wouldn't, unless that water was the only water that your child could have. Because without water, that child is definitely going to die. And so mothers come down here, they collect contaminated water in the hopes that it will give them the hydration they need, but not take their lives. And yet all too often, that is exactly what happens. But it's so easy for us to change that. You see, if we put a water well here, if we bring Mission Water for Life to this village and we drill a water well, we've got drilling rigs in the area, we have the ability to put water wells in. What we can do is instantly change the condition in this village and save the lives of children that will be contracting waterborne diseases. Stop mothers from having to come down and take dirty, disease-filled water back to their families. So please go to the phone right now, dial that number on your screen and give the best gift that you can give. You give the gift of life, give the gift of water.
Well, I want you to know you've been someone's miracle. And by the way, if you weren't able to give even, say, $48, but you just prayed, don't think that's small. You may have prayed in 10 wells and people gave the whole thing. Your prayers are important. You're going to love these seasonal devotions. The spring, the summer, and the fall. I love the colors and the winter. This is so good. And then the incredible Proverbs, the wisdom that's here in the journaling. And I mean, the scriptures are just so appropriate for today. And I just, we want to say thanks. Thanks for watching. And let's not quit praying until we see the next great spiritual awakening beginning in each one of us. Thanks for watching Life Today. Thanks for sharing Life Today.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today. Next week on Life Today, best-selling author Bob Goff, award-winning composer and broadcast personality John Tesh, and Grammy Award winner Lecrae. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.